under our business sponsors. Just go to WTRJTheTruth.com.
You're listening to The Truth, 91.7 FM.
Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you jump on board, join in the dialogue and discussion as we face the issues. We're facing an issue today that is not getting as much, renown or as much publicity from false teachers and false preachers as in 2014 and 15. When we had the four blood moons. You remember that? Then again in 2017, some false predictions were made by some major television characters. We're talking today about what's supposed to be coming up in the next few days, a blood moon. So what about blood moons? Should we be afraid? Should we read into it something that is not there? How should we respond to a, quote, blood moon, an eclipse, better understood? Ladies and gentlemen, the news has carried the story, the blood moon or the full lunar eclipse that will occur on the 14th of the month, just a few days hence, next few days. So what causes this unusual event? Should we be afraid? Should we view the eclipse what is called the blood moon as some kind of a sign of calamity or approaching tragedy that's about to take place, as some deem it to be? Multitudes today that are talking about it are talking about it on the basis that it's a sign from God. In fact, we'll talk about those characters in a moment, but when those major biblicists, as they call themselves, preachers and those that are the ones that claim to have insight on the Word of God, and 2014 and 15 said that world was coming to an end. In fact, one made the prophecy that Jesus Christ was going to return in September, I believe it was 2017. We'll look at some of those documents about that during the course of this broadcast as we talk about it. But what is the blood moon? How should we review it? How should we respond to it? Let me just set the stage, then we'll do a further monologue and take our callers. Looking at the headline, 12 special meanings of the full moon or the blood moon for March 2025. Get ready to dive into something super cool. The full moon, blood moon, March 2025. This isn't just any full moon. It happens on Friday, March 14th, 2025. I'm here to share with you 12 awesome meanings behind this blood moon. I'll just read you a portion of this article. Total lunar eclipse happens. The moon turns to red, which adds big spiritual power to us. Growth is the key. The blood moon helps us to grow inside like plants in the spring. Feel stronger. The moon's energy gives us courage to try new things. Nature connects to us. The moon ties us to the earth, and it changes us. Healing time. It's great for feeling better in our hearts and minds with the blood moon. Big changes ahead. The eclipse shakes everything up for the better, end quote. But it goes on and on and on with this razzle-dazzle. Ladies and gentlemen, as we face the issues, let me remind you, We do so based on the authority of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. Not some sensationalism, not some political ideology, not based on some denominational dogma. Well, what does the Word of God say? And that's what we do each and every day on this broadcast. And by the way, we invite you to call in. Jump in the dialogue and the discussion. Ask your questions. Give your insight. That telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. Just after a brief wrap-up of the monologue, our telephone lines will be open. You'll be invited to call. Join in the discussion today. What about blood moons? Should we be afraid? But ladies and gentlemen, it is the fact of Scripture that we go by. It is the inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. Jesus, speaking to his disciples in John 8, 31 and 32, says this: "If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed. You shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free." Then in John 14, 6, Jesus says, "I am truth." John 17, 17, the Bible makes a declaratory statement about the Scripture: "Thy word is true." It's the truth of the Word of God, ladies and gentlemen, not some sensationalism, not some hyperbole, not some approach to sell books and get profit as a result of some high sensational statement in relationship to what is taking place around us. We need to stick to the truth of what the Word of God says. Ladies and gentlemen, I go back to what Jan Hus said, the 14th century, 15th century theologian and church reformer. Jan Hus said this: "Seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, defend the truth, even to death." And that's my challenge. Standing for truth and defending the truth. That's what we do each and every day on this broadcast, and we invite you to join in the dialogue and discussion. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of today's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of homeowner brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment with the full line of Honda generators. And ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about power backup equipment. The knowledgeable staff at Tools for Time can answer your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291 Old San Augustine Road. That's right at the intersection of I-295 and Old San Augustine Road. There's an identifier, a benchmark. There's a 165-foot flagpole there on the campus of Tools for Time. Atop that flagpole flows Old Glory, U.S. flag 24/7. Find that flag in the flagpole. Base of that flagpole, ladies and gentlemen, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to recognize what is truth and what is not. We need to recognize what is biblical and what is not. When we see these things come up, like the blood moon or the full eclipse that'll take place just a few days hence, on the 14th, I believe it is, of this month, a lot of people saying a lot of things about it. I'm going to read this headline, then we'll open our telephone lines. First of three significant blood moons hits the weekend, hits this week, landing directly on Jewish holidays. Some remarkable celestial signs will be on display in the coming months that may hold prophetic significance to our whole world. This series of four heavenly phenomena includes three lunar events, two of which could represent the possible direct message about Israel. It's all kicked off in the lunar eclipse known as the Blood Moon that will appear over the U.S. March the 14th, 2025. And the article goes on and on and on. We'll continue that article and what others are saying about it. But we have Jim on the line. Jim, go over the question or comment, please.
How are you, Dr. Youngblood?
Doing great. Pray that you are.
Doing well. There's this is just a astronomical event that's going to occur. And yeah, you can call it a sign. I mean, God said that he would put his signs and stars into heaven so where man could tell the seasons and the changes. But it's nothing to fear. Basically, it's going to start Thursday night around 11-ish, and it'll run through till the morning, and you'll be able to see the entire event from beginning to end as long as there's no clouds. What is happening is the moon, it's called a total lunar eclipse, not to be confused with a solar eclipse, but in a nutshell, why it turns red is if you've ever watched the sunset, the light from our star or from the sun has to travel through more atmosphere. So for the light to travel through more atmosphere means that a longer light wave does a better job at penetrating, so you get that reddish color during the dawn and dusk. But as the moon comes back behind the Earth, it'll pass through two sets of shadows. One's an umbral and the other one's penumbral. And as it passes through that, the light from the side of the Earth that gets transferred to the backside then has that longer waves on it. So it actually turns it red. You'll see the full moon, and then you'll see a concentric disc continually progress across the entire face till it's completely within the shadow, and then that's whenever it turns that deep, dark red color. A lot of people have, I've read a lot of articles, just as you have, where people have professed that these astronomical events are portends of the coming or the day of judgment or whatever they want to say. And then, you know, obviously you're going to have a lot of people that are, beneficial health, positivity and pet squirrels and whatever else they want to claim. But that's basically what's going to occur. And I've read some of this other hogwash there, and it's nothing more than that. It really, truly is.
Well, we have, I find it fascinating, Jim, and maybe I'm not reading it broad enough. I find it fascinating that those back in 2014, 15, 16, and 17, Mark Belts and Jonathan Kahn and Irvin Baxter and John Hagee, all of them writing books, fighting over who got the information first, all of them claiming to have gotten the information out of NASA, and one of them wound up filing suit against the other one because he claimed that what was in his book was what the other person had found and not that person. But the bottom line was they were sensationalizing it. And in fact, I preached a one hour and a half message from the pulpit about the blood moons and the sensationalism around that. Jonathan Kahn, for example, this is the problem, Jim, when you do not look at the biblical text in context and with a chronological mindset. God is not confused. God doesn't give us a scramble of words and verses and then say, dump it out on the ground, try to put it back together and figure out what it means. He says so in his word. But, for example, Jonathan Codd, back in 2014-15 with the four blood moons, the tetrad of moons, he said, said Pope Francis, the 266th Pope, is coming to the U.S. to meet with President Obama September 23rd, 2015. 266th day of the year. That's September the 13th. Is Elul, 29th, the 29th, which is said to be the wipeout year of the Jewish calendar. Thus, it is the Shemitah. And he goes on to add numbers, put numbers together, subtract numbers, etc., 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 and come up with a date that they even at that era predicted that in September of 2017 the world was coming to an end, Jesus Christ was coming back. And so this is the reason I'm always leery, fearful, and anxious when I see something astrological taking place within the celestial heavens with what God is saying and doing. And Jim, you're exactly right, because in what is it? Luke chapter 21? If you don't mind, I'm going to take a moment and read a few verses and validate what you're saying at the earlier portion of your statement. Verse 25 in Luke chapter 21, everybody needs to remember that Matthew 24, Luke 21, Mark 13 are all text in relationship to prophetic and what the world is going to see and what God is going to give us as signs. And there shall be signs, that's the word semions, we call them benchmark, road markers, signs in the sun and in the moon and in the stars and upon the earth, distress of nations, perplexities of the sea, and waves roaring, men's hearts failing them for fear, for looking after those things which are coming on the earth, for the powers of heaven shall be shaken. And then shall they see the Son of Man coming in the clouds power with great glory. Verse 28, and the scripture says then, this is the end result, this is what it's saying, and which these things shall begin to come to pass, then look up, lift up your head, for your redemption draweth nigh. When you look at Matthew 24, when you look at Luke 21, you look at Mark chapter 13, you find that there are signs that God gives us, and these signs are signs to recognize the last days, the coming of the seven-year tribulation. There's no sign for the rapture of the church. That could take place at any moment. At any moment. And most of the time, these folks that are the sign readers will go back and read Joel chapter 2, verse 28 and following, where the moon will turn to blood. But Jim, the thing that I want our listeners to understand, these signs that we're talking about are God's handiwork in the sky to tell us, I'm still on the throne, it's not Mother Nature, it's Father God, and God is telling us that we are in the last of the last days. But it does not have any indication that we should be fearful, afraid, because the world's coming to an end. It's pointing out that these are the simeons, the road marks, benchmarks, before the church is raptured out and the 7 years of tribulation set in, when the Antichrist will rule and reign. What say you?
Well, I would agree with that 100% because it's God's word. At the same time as well, a lot of those signs are occurring in conjunction. Now, if this blood-red moon came with a darkening of the sun and lightning from the east to the west and the sky splitting open and every man and woman and child seeing it, then I'd be like, okay, we got something here. But one single event without the others is just that. It's just part of God's ultimate universe that he's designed and created.
Absolutely, because Jim, when we see what the scripture says in relationship to it, it is we see false teachers, false Christ, wars and rumors of wars, nations against nations, etc., etc., etc. This is what we see, and this is just part of those signs. But Jim, thank you so much for your call. God bless you. And let's keep looking up. Ladies and gentlemen, I noticed that we've got some technical difficulties. If you'll hang on, we'll be right back in just a moment. I'm sorry for the technical difficulties. I think we got it cleared up so that you're not hearing a warbly sound. I believe we have Santiago on the line. Go ahead with your question or comment, please.
God bless you, Dr. Yambla. It's like the Bible said in Matthew, when the disciple requests when is going to be the second coming of Jesus Christ, he left those signs to be, but he told him to don't be afraid. And another thing is that the people, what God say was that my people lack of knowledge of the Bible is that's the reason that they are afraid. Because if you don't have the knowledge of the Bible, and we have to be happy, all those signals in the sky to be, because that's our redemption is coming soon. When? We don't know yet, because he say, even myself, I don't know when I'm going to be show up, but people, they are afraid because they don't have the knowledge and they don't go to worship God, you know, and that's the reason that people, they are afraid because they don't have no knowledge of the Word of God. That's what I have to say, Dr. John Block.
Santiago, you're exactly right. If you hold on a moment, I'm in Joel chapter 2, verse 28 and following, and it shall come to pass afterward. That's the key word. Afterward, that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your old men shall dream dreams, and young men shall see visions, and also upon the servants of the earth, the handmaid, on those days will I pour out my spirit. And on verse 30, and I will show signs and wonders in the heavens and in the earth, blood and fire and pillars of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before the great day and terrible day of the Lord comes. Santiago, one of the things that I want to point out through while you're on the line is the fact that multitudes even today are saying that the moon turning to blood, the blood moon, as it's called, is a fulfillment of what you see in Joel chapter 2. It is not. Joel chapter 2 is afterwards. Notice it says, and shall come to pass afterwards. That's after Israel's future repentance takes place. It's after the remnant comes to know the Lord, according to verse 32, and after what takes place in Zechariah chapter 12 with Israel recognizing Yeshua Messiah, whom they have slain. It is the wrap-up, because then you see in chapter 3 of Joel, it is the battle of Armageddon. And people, here's the thing, Santiago, that I try to impress upon people. Context of what you read and what the Bible says. And it's also chronological. If we look at it, many taking this sign of the blood moon, say, well, the world's coming to end, Jesus is coming back, setting dates and sensationalizing it. And that's not what it's about. It's just simply God saying, these are the things that I'm going to do as you see the benchmarks, the billboards, the roadmaps, as you drive down the street, as you look up into the sky, as you look at what is taking place, understanding that these things are going to happen, and that's not the end, but it is the beginning of the end, according to the Scripture. We'll see global changes. We'll see geological changes, celestial changes, astrological changes. All of these things are signs, I should say. All of these things are taking place, but it sets the point being in the Scripture in context, that it is telling us what God is going to do in this old world before the end of time, before the days of the tribulation. The tribulation days wrap up with the Battle of Armageddon. It's wrap-up time then. But we're not seeing that today, but it is simply the signs. And as you said, it's because of the lack of knowledge, where people have a failure to study the Word. And they're willing to buy books and materials that the sensationalists want to sell. And back in 2014, 15, 16, they made millions. The sensationalists, made millions of dollars. You've not heard. Listen, Santiago, this is my heart burned with that. Millions of Christians spent God's money out of their pockets to buy these books of these sensationalists, setting dates and times. And we cannot set a date. We cannot set a time. We just know that these are some of the signs that God is in control, that God is the one that is in control of the earth. It's not Mother Nature, it's Father God. But Santiago, you're right, and I'm thankful for your attention to that, and I pray that people will listen up and study the Word, know the Word, apply the Word. Thank you for your call.
Thank
God
you,
bless
Dr.
you.
Thank God
you.
Bless you.
Have
Amen.
A wonderful day. Thank you. God bless you. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. Back a few years ago, the highly publicized Four Blood Moons, these false prophets sold millions of dollars in books, reaping mega dollars through the book sales. These books, the Four Blood Moons, the Harbinger, the Shemitah, all having come to an incorrect conclusion by not knowing the Scripture in context and by not looking at the Scripture chronologically. It was Mark Belts and Jonathan Kahn that claimed that Armageddon will occur at the conclusion of the Four Blood Moons in 2015, 14, and 15. Listen, let me make that statement again. These men, the sensationalists, using God's word as sensationalism, claimed that Armageddon would occur at the conclusion of the Four Blood Moons. Well, did it happen? Did Armageddon happen and I was asleep and didn't know it? Did Armageddon take place, which is the wrap-up of this old universe according to God's word in Revelation and in the book of Joel, especially in the third chapter? Were we on the whole? Did somebody push the pause button and I didn't catch it? ladies and gentlemen, therein lies the problem. And this is the reason I wanted to clarify some things for us today, is we look at what the Scripture says in relationship to the signs of what God says will happen. When you look at Matthew 24, chapter 1 and following, Mark chapter 13, and Luke chapter 21, all of these correlate in the signs. And the Scripture is very, very clear in each of those chapters that these are only the beginnings of the last days. False teachers, false Christ, wars and rumors of wars, nations against nations, famines, diseases, the Bible calls them pestilences, earthquakes in various places. By the way, when we have earthquakes, I've never heard any of these sensationalist preachers gather up and write a book and say, well, you know, the earthquake that took place at such and such a date and such a time, and so let's count some numbers, put some numbers in there, and set a date when Jesus Christ is going to return. I'm not seeing them do that. We have floods and fires and droughts, diseases across the nation and around the world. The Scripture says in verse 8 of chapter 24 of Matthew, all these things are the beginnings of sorrows. Then in Luke chapter 21, verse 11 and following, verse 25, it says, and I read this to you, there shall be signs in the sun and in the moon and in the stars and upon the earth. So notice, signs in the sun, signs in the moon, signs in the stars, and upon the earth, distress of nations with perplexities, the seas and the waves roaring. So we see all of these things combined. We shouldn't just pull them out and look at individual signs, but look at it as a total picture that God is saying, look at my handiwork, look at what I'm pointing out to you. We see that seasons, and according to the Scripture in Genesis 8:22, there will be the seasons until the end of time. And yet we have those alarmists today, they're calling it global warming, or the change of weather, they call it Mother Earth, and they're stating that somehow, some way, we have this weather condition, that some way that we can pay into a special fund through the UN, and it will cure the weather problem. Ladies and gentlemen, God's in control of the weather. The cold and the hot weather. He's in control of the wind and the rains. He's in control of the floods. He's in control of what is taking place on planet Earth even today. We don't need the sensationalists to come up and say this is what's happening. Listen, God is telling us that we'll recognize the signs in the last days. No date setting, no sensationalism, just recognizing God's signs and what God is saying, that I'm in control, not those that have the weather reports. Let's go back to this article. Headline, first of three significant blood moons hits the week, this week, landing directly on a Jewish holiday. It says it all kicks off with the total lunar eclipse known as the blood moon that will appear over the U.S. March 14th, 2025. This particular one will fall directly on the Jewish holiday Purim. That's P-U-R-I-M. That's when the Jewish people celebrate the biblical account of Esther, when they were delivered from annihilation at the hands of the enemies named Haman and the Persian Empire, which is modern-day Iran. That first lunar eclipse will follow by two more blood moons, with one coming this fall, just before Rosh Hashanah, and then the third also falling directly on Purim on March 3rd of 2026. Now, here's what it says. These biblical prophecy experts say the lunar eclipse, known as blood moons, are tied to events that affect Israel. With anti-Semitism spiking around the globe, the ongoing chaos with Hamas in Gaza, and the massive Middle East shifts that have fallen on October the 7th massacre in Israel, the two Purim blood moons could hold special significance for Israel. Ladies and gentlemen, its special emphasis ought to be recognized, these events, for a global world, for the world to look at and realize that God says, I'm on the throne, I'm in control, I hold the world in my hands. Where God is simply saying in His Word, chronologically, contextually, God is giving us proofs that He is in control. As we see these things happen, you look back and look at the Scripture, yes, God said that that's going to happen. I know that God's in control. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to continue this thought right after the top of the hour news. Hang in there. Don't turn your dials. We'll be right back right after the news.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.
WTRJ Orange Park.